So this place where we're now sitting, this is known as Puncheri. So most of you can understand, Punch means tail. We're at the tail end. We saw all of a sudden Govardhan just disappeared. He was so high. We've come to the tail end of... That's why he was so tall at Govindakund. That's the tail. Now we've come to the tail end. In just a few minutes, we'll get to take darshan of my favorite deity on all of Govardhan Hill. Puncheri ka Lauta Baba. Now there's two interesting stories about Lauta Baba. One is that you know the cowherd boys, they all have latis, these cowherd boy sticks. But Lauta Baba, his stick is so fat and big, it can't be called Lati anymore, because it's called Lauta. So, when Nandanandan, he lifted up that Govardhan Hill, you may have seen many pictures, the cowherd boys, they all put their latis to help him. So Lauta Baba, he also put his lota. And he was thinking his stick is so big, is that everybody thinks that actually that Kanhaiya is holding up this hill. Actually it's my lota, it's my big stick that's actually keeping everything up. So Krishna, he's in everyone's heart. He can understand everyone's desires and thoughts. So he immediately let the hill come down. Then Lauta Baba was just shaking. He said, then he realized, no, actually, Lala, he's holding up the hill. Then he put it back up. Other pastime was that one time, Lauta Baba, he cooked some very nice prasad for Nandanandan. Just at that time, he saw both Krishna and Balaram going by in a chariot, being driven by Akrur. And he called out, Lala, Lala, oh Kana, I made some very nice prasad for you. You please come and take. At that time, the Lord spoke immortal words that we hear even now today. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yada charati shrestas, whatever the great man does, the common man will follow. So everyone's following since that time. What did he say? He said, just now coming. And Lauta Baba said, well, I'm not going to eat anything until you come. No, I'm just now coming. We still hear these immortal words. And we still see the immortal following of these words. Well, I'm not going to eat anything until you come. No, if I don't come tonight, then surely I will come tomorrow morning. Well, I'm not eating anything till you come. He said, no, if not tomorrow morning, then surely day after that. There's no doubt I'll come. I'm just now coming. Well, I'm waiting here. I'm not eating anything till you come. He said, well, if not the day after that, then day after that I'll surely come. You don't worry. I'm just now coming. So we will see Lauta Baba sitting there. You just look at the expression on his face. He's, for 5,000 years he's been waiting. You'll see him just there sitting with this look on his face. And he's not eating anything. Sometimes you'll see the devotees, they put para into his mouth, but he's not making any attempt. He's waiting. He's 5,000 years, he's still waiting. कब कहने यार लाउट आएगा, इसलिए इसका नाम है लाउट बाबा, कब लाला लाउट आएगा. When will Krishna return? He's still waiting. So when we will go by that temple and take darshan, so at that time we can all pray, because we can get that same patience and determination. This is mentioned in 10th canto and 14th chapter of Lord Brahma's prayers. What does he say? Tate no kampa susamikshamana unjana eva makrite vipakam vakuvirayam namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. That anyone who goes on suffering the reactions to all his past sinful activities, but just goes on waiting and waiting patiently, that when will Krishna give his mercy on me? Then daya jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. Daya means inheritance. Just like we also have this word sampradaya. Because we know inheritance, our father, our grandfather, they have gathered so much wealth together, and that we inherit. So similarly, all our previous acharyas, they have a huge amount of wealth of knowledge that they've gathered together. So that is sampradaya. We are inheriting all this huge wealth of knowledge, how to go back to home, back to Godhead. So that means, so he says, anyone who does like this, just patiently waiting with great determination and patience, then he will inherit what? Muktipade, the kingdom of God. So Srila Sridhar Swami, on his commentary on this verse, he says, what does a son have to do to inherit the property of his father? He simply has to remain alive somehow or another. Automatically he'll inherit the property of his father. So in the same way, when we see Lauta Baba, we can just pray to him for that patience and determination that somehow or other, just by coming on these prikamas and associating with great souls like His Holiness Radhanath Swami and the Sringa Maharaj and Chandramouli Swami and Dhananjaya Swami and Parthasarathi, so many great souls are here. If we can associate with somehow or other, just keep on going in Krishna consciousness, one day we will inherit the kingdom of God. Bolo Lauta Baba ki.